Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unwiring Minds. This is Raquel Pasbergia, your host, and today we have Tim James with us. He is the founder of chemicalfreebody.com, and he's also the host of a podcast called Health Hero Show. And he's here to talk to us about how is it that chemicals and toxins work with our mind and our body. And so I'll let him get right to it and tell us a little bit about his backstory.
Raquel, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I was always into health. I was an athlete growing up. I played baseball at a high level for 30 years. I actually grew up on a farm out in the countryside. I was out in nature a lot, hunting and fishing. By the age 37, I had found myself 42 pounds overweight. So for those of you that are younger, that hopefully is not going to be your future after this podcast today.
Right.
So I'm 42 pounds overweight. I'm literally, I had acid reflux really bad. I was eating Tums and Rolaids 24/7. I developed a skin issue on my knee called eczema. I started cracking and bleeding and getting larger every year. Then it spread to both of my elbows. I started bleeding on my shirts and I couldn't wear white shirts anymore. As a financial advisor, I had to wear dark ones. And then, I'd be at somebody's house and then like, hey, there's blood on the wall. And I'd be like, oh my God. So I'm in constant pain. And then I started actually, my health deteriorated. I got worse. I actually started bleeding rectally when I pooped. So, and this went on for 2.5 years. I went to the doctors, they prescribed all this stuff, but I never took it because it was just weird names and some of the side effects were scary. And actually one of the side effects was like rectal bleeding. I'm like, I already have that. So,
yeah.
So fast forward, I got worse. I was on a vacation down in Northern Peru, in a place called Tumbes, just south of Ecuador, my wife and her dad. And I was doubled over in pain. I basically had to be driven 6 hours in the middle of the night down a bumpy road to a town called Piora. Her dad was a medical doctor. They doped me up, put me on a commercial plane flight, literally life flighted me into his clinic in Lima. And I went right off the airplane in the taxi cab, right into surgery. And the surgeon saved my life. And this is where Western medicine shines, is, you know, when certain crisis management type situations, but for palliative care and like brain issues and, you know, anxiety and neural issues and headaches and stuff like that, pretty much, you know, it's kind of not, they haven't done so well, right? So they're just set up for different, they're set up for crisis mode stuff and they do a good job at that. So a little bit later, my friend got diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, my friend Charles, which is a blood cancer. And he said, will you go with me to the Hippocrates Wellness Center in Florida to try to save my rear end because I'm going to die? And I was like, dude, whatever you need. I had no idea what I was getting into. And that's where we learned about detoxifying on a cellular level, changing our lifestyle, understanding that processed foods and even cooking certain types of foods like oils can cause things like lipid peroxides. These are known cancer causers. Right. And then I learned about heavy metals and Wi-Fi and all the stuff that can actually affect our brain we'll talk about today. And I began the detox process. And after about 4 or 5 days of not feeling so good, I woke up and I felt like I was 18 again. I just turned 50. This started when I was 37 and I am in way better shape at 50 than I was at 37. Like it's unbelievable. So I'm not aging like everybody else anymore. I'm aging like a standard human should age on this planet. And it's because of the processed foods. It's because of the stress, the amount of tons of stress that we have and the chemicals and the pollution that we're dealing with. And those processing really denatures the food. And let's be honest. I mean, the soils are farmed out. The nutrients are not in the soil anymore in commercial farming. And then you process it on top of it. It's like we are literally walking around deficient. We're literally starving on a cellular level and polluted on a cellular level, and we're stressed out on a cellular level.
Right.
So my thing is like, well, why don't we just reduce the stress, get the chemicals out, and flood the body with nutrition? Now, specifically talking about chemicals, it was like 9, 10 years ago, I found, and everybody listening can look this up. Go to your browser and type in umbilical cord chemical. Umbilical cord chemical. And you can look up the studies that I saw going back to 2005 that show that every single child being born today, every single one, they look for like 400 chemicals. They find 250 of what they're looking for and 180 cause cancer in humans. Think about what I just said. Every single study. So people listening to me are like, oh, maybe he's making this stuff up. The blood doesn't lie. There's studies showing this every single time they test the blood, the umbilical cord blood of young, healthy women. And yet babies, these are the two, this is the category, young, healthy men and women and babies should be the healthiest of everybody on this planet, but they're full of cancer causing chemicals. And what's happened now is children are actually being born obese. Children are being born with type 2 diabetes, and now children are being born with cancer. And as adults, we have to look at this huge white elephant in the room and say, we have a problem here. We have to stop. And it's the amount of pollution. This is the major problem that our planet faces today is pollution. Don't let the media kid you on other stuff. And as far as a society goes, it's infrastructure. So if we really want to solve our problems, we have to be more compassionate human beings towards each other. Stop fighting. It's ridiculous. Working class people don't want to fight each other. It's people at the top spinning everything. Working class people, I've been all over the globe. Everybody's nice. Everybody's nice. We just want to raise our kids, have a good life, put some money away, you know, farm, do whatever we want to do. It's like working class people just need to, like, you know, take back what's ours. It's ridiculous. So if we can get rid of pollution and build infrastructure, we're going to be fine. So what we do is we help people kind of redo the infrastructure of their body. And one of that is calming the nervous system, things like breath work, getting out in nature, acupressure, massage, hanging out with people that love and support you, meditation, prayer, silent practice, whatever you want to call it. Well, you have to have certain things that are going to calm down the nervous system. Far infrared saunas, fantastic to calm the nervous system. And then let's talk about the chemicals. So if we have all these chemicals in our blood when we're born, the older we are, whether you're 17, now you've had 17 years, Raquel, to accumulate, bioaccumulate these toxins from the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food you eat, the personal care products, and even the clothes you wear, right? And we talk about this in detail in classes with men and women. Like, men could be wearing cotton underwear, right? Like Hanes cotton underwear. But if it's not organic cotton, cotton is the second most sprayed crop in the world behind sugarcane. So that those cotton underwear are going to be off-gassing these chemicals from the spray that was inherently in them. Women are wearing like Lycra bras. So the breast area is very high hormonal, and you're wearing a Lycra bra. It's off-gassing 97% of those hormone-disrupting toxins even after 1,000 washes. So it's like the groin area and the breast area is a very high hormonal area for men and women, especially women in the breast. And it's like, and we're adorning ourselves with clothes that are off-gassing chemicals, paints that you paint your home with, and you have a new baby, let's say, those are going to off-gas for 4.5 years before they completely cure. And you're going to be breathing that stuff in, right? Carpet, nylon carpet will off-gas formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is what they use to embalm people at mortuaries, but we're breathing it in all the time. And then you go pollution. It's just like, people don't think about this stuff. I didn't think about it. And if you look at like your shampoo and it says sodium lauryl sulfate as one of the ingredients, that's a known carcinogen. And when I got home from Hippocrates, I looked at my soap, sodium lauryl sulfate was actually the first ingredient to make my soap like foamy because we like foamy soap. Yeah. And then I looked at my toothpaste. And if your toothpaste says harmful if swallowed, please contact the poison control center on the back of it. You may want to rethink putting that toothpaste in your mouth because aren't you killing yourself a little bit when you put it in your mouth? Of course you are. It's going into your body system little by little. That's it. It's these microscopic noceums. And what we've done for the last 12 years, me personally, is I've worked really hard on detoxing my body, getting this crap out. And I started teaching this to other people that have been to multiple doctors. They can't figure out what's wrong with them. I'm like, well, have you detoxed yet? And you've done it like this? And they're like, no, I haven't. So we get them on lots of water. We put them on some of our detox products, some of our nutrient products, and we just watch people like come back to life. We help them change their environment in which their body, their physical body resides in, the air they breathe. You know, we breathe 400 gallons of air an hour. That's a lot. The water we drink, we're mostly made up of water. So shouldn't we drink clean water? The quality of food, we want fresh foods. And that's where people over in Europe have an advantage because the food's fresher. You're going to the market all the time, getting fresh foods. Dogs and cats actually live much longer over in Europe, in your area, than they do in the United States. They're dying off quick, just like the people are over here. In fact, the United States, our life expectancy is dropping like a rock right now compared to the rest of the industrialized nations. So our children over here are now going to die sooner than us and grandchildren. So the policies have failed us with government. The medical community is broken except for crisis management. The media is all tied up in this. Big Pharma is tied up in this. And you also have even Hollywood's tied it up. Promoting all this stuff. They've gotten an F. Okay. Our children are dying younger than us now, and our grandchildren will die younger than us. That's deep, steep slope we're heading on. So what does that mean? Well, we need to take back all the power. We need to learn how to become our own doctors and self-heal, just like every other creature in nature. And it's not that hard. It's real easy. It's real simple. And that's what I've been doing for the last 12 years is help people wake up to the fact of what's going on and give them simple, actionable items they can do in their home to start turning their health, their life around, their energy around, their mental clarity around, getting their brain back so they can think, because we need people thinking again and not living in reaction mode, not living in fear.
Absolutely. And so I'm curious to know, like, how you and your products and everything really just help support this sort of journey that people are going to start when they hear this and they're like, oh goodness, I'm in a problem and they want to get started, want to improve their health. How can you and your products support that?
Well, the first thing is people have to make their health a priority. So let's say they've done that. They're like, I'm going to make my health a priority. Maybe they got scared because they lost a loved one, or maybe they're just like listening to the show and you're like, know what? I'm inspired. I don't want to end up like Tim was, 42 pounds overweight when he's 37. I want to be healthy and fit. And I want to get these chemicals out of my body, because believe me, I know everybody listening, statistically, probably 99.9% of you listening, your body, your cells are full of chemicals. Now you might say, I feel great and I feel healthy. You don't know how good you can feel. Like literally, I've been doing this for 12 years, and every time I've learned something new and I feel better, I don't think I can feel any better, and then I feel better, and I keep feeling better, and I keep learning, and I keep doing this and that and changing. So I've created this whole lifestyle things that I can literally download to people very quickly, right? And so we do that through the podcast. I also do that through a group, a weekly coaching that I do. It's a group coaching where people come in and do Q&A, and they meet other people, and we do breakout rooms, and I teach on topics. But the live Q&A is the fun part because people get their questions answered. And other people ask questions you might not think of that can benefit you. So what we do is we just basically focus on getting people lots and lots. We want you to have clean air, clean water, clean, fresh food, and living food. Living food. What I mean by that is beneficial bacteria in your food. Like we teach people how to make these awesome cultured foods, cultured yogurts, sauerkrauts, kimchis, all this kind of stuff. Get out in the dirt. And then, you know, fresh foods, we do a lot of sprouts, sprouted nuts, sprouted seeds, sprouted grains, sprouted beans. Everything is every nut, seed, grain, or bean is soaked in water first. And then we do something with it. And because that increases nutrition 100 to 800% by soaking the seed first. So always looking for that. And, you know, so reducing stress, we get the toxins out from drinking lots of water, infrared saunas. We have a product called Gut Detox, and it's an ancient Ayurvedic formula. It's based on about 10,000 years of Ayurvedic engineering, biological system science. So we already know it works. It works for our products, work for about 98% of people up the middle, because they've been doctor formulated from my formulator, Dr. Treadway, who just recently passed away. He was a former Marine, but he studied in India and became a master herbalist in Indian herbology, Western herbology, and Chinese herbology. So he's got a lot of background there. So our products work really well. And toxin detox is an example. I started taking because I found about the amount of aluminum it was in our in the nature today that the biologists were seeing in the soil samples, the plant samples and stuff like that. And it's skyrocketing. It's actually enough to kill plants. And it's leading to things going up our olfactory nerves and our brain through our nose and leading to problems. So when you have too much heavy metal in your brain, and then you've got Wi-Fi, right? You've got 2.4 gigahertz smart meter outside your house, which is the same as a 2.4 gigahertz microwave in your home. Hopefully you can get rid of that microwave. And then, you know, we have all this Wi-Fi and cell phones and towers and all this stuff. Just to give you an example, in New York, when they put the cell phone towers in, breast cancer went up overnight 18%, right? Wow. So, but you can't see it. Now, when you have tremendous amounts of heavy metals from eating out of cans and canned food, and you're breathing in nano-sized aluminum particles, and from, you know, it's being sprayed in the air supposedly to stop global warming, but it's refracting the heat and causing the problem. So it's just stupid stuff like this. But the biology examples, that's why I looked into it. I'm not a conspiracy type person. I want to know the truth. So I went to the dirt, I went to the soil, and these biology people showed that the aluminum is going up. So where's it coming from? Well, whether it's a chemtrail or not, I don't care. It's going up and it's in the air. So I needed something for that. We created toxin detox to remove the heavy metals, because what we've noticed is that especially with young children, there's also aluminum in vaccinations. Wherever you're going to get aluminum or heavy metals, mercury and that kind of stuff into the human body, amalgam fillings, this isn't good for the human system. It's just not. And so then you mix the heavy metals in the brain with Wi-Fi, and it's creating an overstimulation. And that's where we believe, and we've seen children that were autistic start cleaning this stuff up, cleaning up the brain on a cellular level, and then, you know, and then putting things in like things to block Wi-Fi, shield it, harmonize the Wi-Fi, the kids can come back to life at some level. And we've seen even full reversals in this case where I have Dan and Ashley Claxton. I think it was in the 80 episodes. I think it was episode 84, 87 on my show. where they finally, these people came in and they told their story about how their son went completely autistic. And then and they had hell of a life for 3 years. And then they got their son back because his brain was jacked up on heavy metals. And then the combination of that Wi-Fi, pretty crazy, right? But it's kind of common. It's common sense when you start learning this stuff.
Yeah. I agree. And I want to know one more thing. So I want the listeners right now to take action. I think that everybody has a reason to take action. They either they want to take care of themselves, or they want to take care of themselves for others, whatever the reason is, as to why you want to take care of yourself and your health. The question I have is, how can we get people to motivate themselves to get started? Because, okay, it's good, the idea. Okay, I want to go and get the toxin detox. I want to go and get the gut detox. I want to start this health journey where I can really just work on myself and feel better. But how can people get that sort of sense where it's like, if that final push before getting on this journey?
Well, I mean, just don't wait until, you can. We want to inspire people to take action now. Unfortunately, a lot of people wait until a wheel falls off and then they have to do something, but then they're going into a broken system that doesn't even really understand a lot of this stuff. I mean, I just talked to a nurse. She's a 20-year nurse, and she's going to leave nursing because she goes, I am not allowed to love on people the way I want to love on people anymore. Like, she just can't do it. And she's like, what we're doing, and a lot of times, is not good for people. This is out of her mouth, not mine.
Yes.
So the reality is there's two types of people. You're either going to be enlightened or frightened. And those are usually two things that push people. So my thing is, hopefully be the enlightened person. Get ahead of the game. Say, I love myself. I'm going to put my health as a priority now because I see what's happening. And if you're over in Europe and you see what's happening to the U.S., Europe and other industrialized nations, there's usually about a 5, 10, 15-year lag. This is coming to you. Your children are going to die. Especially if your audience is between, younger and 30 and under, you guys aren't going to live as long as your parents. And it's sad because of the amount of pollution and stress and this crap that's coming at you, but you can turn it around. You have all the power. And I would suggest do it now. Don't be the frightened person when things get bad. Be the enlightened person and get ahead of the game and be an example. We need more people to be a light in this world. And it only takes about half of the 1% of the population to be lit up, come together for everything to change. So it's not like we can't do this. This is a much bigger mission for me than just, our products and doing all that stuff. We just use that as a means to keep growing, get the message out to more people, and give people access to some of the tools in our toolkit. And again, a lot of them are not that, a lot of them are just common sense. Like, we want you to open your windows at night and get fresh air in the house, or buy an air purification system. I just painted, we redid my son's home or his room. We paint it with chemical-free paint. It's just simple stuff like that. We have air purification systems. I clean my water. So if somebody wants to, so I guess you're asking now, if somebody wanted to get started, what's next?
Yes. What's their first step that they can take to get that push and work on this journey?
Okay. Well, again, make your health a priority and then, just take some action. At our website at chemicalfreebody.com, they can get 3 free gifts. We literally give people 3 gifts out of the gate. We give them an ebook called Core 4 Secrets ebook. And pretty much 3 of those 4 deals aren't going to cost you anything. You guys probably have better water over there than we got over here. That's free. And those are 4 of the most basic things that you could do that are the most profound that will literally change your life. And I'll give you a hint. They're wrapped around water. They're wrapped around chewing your food a certain amount, avoiding liquids with meals, and doing some breath work before you eat and when you're stressed. Those 4 things. Read that book. It's very short, big words, and it's very simple. So you get that ebook, and that's our basics that we start off all our coaching clients that pay us thousands of dollars, like thousands to get coached. We start them on that manual, and you can get that for free. And there's recipes in there, and actually has one of my best, cheapest gastrointestinal healing recipes you can make of a certain type of a liquid for pennies, like literally for pennies. And I learned it from a gal who healed herself in her 60s, and now she's a colon hydrotherapist. So there's the free Core 4 Secrets ebook. You also get a free 30-minute health coaching session with myself or one of our coaches. And you also get a $10 gift card to use if you want to shop at Chemical Free Body and our products. So that would be a good place to start.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think everybody can start there and get this started, because I think it's definitely important that we prioritize our health and start looking at why is it that we feel the way that we feel? Why is it that when we are going on a run, it hurts when we breathe? Why is it that when we are we're eating something, it's hurting our gut? And all of this, all interconnected. Well, thank you so much, Tim, for being on here today. I think that both I and the listeners learned a lot from you. And I hope that everybody can go and visit his website, visit his podcast as well, so that we can really just work together on improving our health. So thank you again. And to the listeners, I will see you next time.